A real-world turning point. Ken Kuhn knew he was a successful man. He had proved it through his life, his family, and his business. As the owner and operator of Biomes Construction, a company dedicated to building non-toxic and environmentally friendly homes, he believed his business was a perfect fit for the ecologically minded communities of northern New Mexico's high desert. In the spring of 2008, however, things changed. It was obvious to Ken that the world was shifting in big ways and that the big shifts meant big changes for the housing industry and his business as well. Even before the devastating crash in the economy during October of that year, Ken was wondering how he could respond in a positive way to the crisis that was already causing the world's fragile financial markets to buckle. In Ken's own words, he woke up one night thinking, quote, about the most important things in life, what they are, and that it's basically feeding and watering yourself. I need to help people grow their own food supply, end of quote. Ken's vision was clear. The question was, how would he go about fulfilling it? His answer was intuitive and simple. It was then that Ken made the choice to honor what he knew best as a builder while combining his skills with the needs emerging in today's world. In the past, Ken had constructed homes for people, but that was not what the world needed now. So he began to build a different kind of home. Rather than building a place for people to live, he began building homes for plants to live in. Ken designed and built modular raised bed gardens to provide a unique, sustainable, and affordable way for people to grow their own food. His raised bed, self-watering, and weatherproof gardens are now part of a success story that continues to this day, aptly named Grow Your Own. That's the word grow, the letter Y with an apostrophe in the word own. Ken's gardens have become so popular throughout northern New Mexico and beyond that I would be surprised if he ever goes back to building homes for people again. I can share Ken's story firsthand because he's my neighbor. I've known of his work for years, and my wife and I are proud owners of two of his raised bed systems. Both Ken and I have seen our community go through hard times in the past for various reasons. The drought in the early 1990s, for example, was the worst seen until the present day. Now it's the influence of climate change, coupled with the economy of the world that's having a similar effect. Ken's story is an example of a personal turning point and one that he created intentionally. It was Ken's willingness to contribute to what his friends, family, and neighbors need today rather than trying to find a place where his skills of the past have traditionally fit that made his turning point a success. It's from stories like Ken's that we can learn to take these ideas from the realm of theory and apply them directly in our lives today. Changing the question. In Chapter 2, we explored the pyramid of thinking that determines how we think of ourselves and our lives and in the world. We also identified the new discoveries that show where the thinking of the past is now known to be incomplete, and in some cases, it's wrong. While all of the discoveries described in Chapter 2 helped revolutionize the way we answer the question, who am I? Two of them contribute directly to our shift in thinking and the way we create our own turning points. These two discoveries are, number one, the fact that the universe, our world, and our bodies are made of a shared field of energy that makes the unity known as entanglement possible. And number two, the fact that nature relies upon cooperation and mutual aid for survival, not what Darwin called survival of the strongest. These scientific discoveries and others give us the reasons to shift the way we think of ourselves. In the old way of thinking, before such discoveries, the question upon which we based every choice of our life and our problem solving was simply, what can I get from the world that exists? Today, within the context of the new discoveries in our time of extremes, it makes sense to change the question. Our new question now becomes, what can I give, or what can I share, or what can I contribute to the world that's emerging? As Ken's example illustrates so beautifully, it's our answer to this question that changes everything. The way we answer, what can I give to the world that's emerging is the key to developing new jobs, new careers, new relationships with other people, and perhaps most importantly, new relationships with ourselves. Our answer changes the very reasons that we approach life in the way that we do. It changes the way we think of ourselves in the world and the way we think of our own worth in the world. And just to be clear, this powerful question is not based upon our worldly qualifications. It doesn't ask us what we think we're capable of doing or what it is that we're licensed or certified to do. It's not asking us what field our degree is in or how much money we need. Rather, it's asking us to do a self-assessment. And in our time of extremes, it makes perfect sense to do so. Knowing that the world is changing in big ways, it makes perfect sense that our role in the world is changing as well. What can I give to the world that's emerging is an honest question to ask ourselves, as it invites us to acknowledge the realities of our shifting world. If you haven't already done so, this is an opportunity for you to experience in your own life what Ken did in his. While there are many variations with respect to how we may make such an assessment in our lives, the following guidelines offer a simple template that's a place to begin. First, ask yourself how your world has changed. Identify the familiar routines of the past that no longer exist in your life today. Identify new routines that have replaced those that are no longer used. Identify responsibilities that are new for you in your life. Identify relationships that no longer seem to fit into your life. Number two, ask yourself what's important to you in this moment. Ask yourself what's missing in your life. Ask yourself what's missing in the lives of your friends, family members, and coworkers, and ask yourself what needs to exist now for you and your world that did not exist 10 years ago. Number three, ask yourself what you can offer. How can your knowledge, your skills, your passions, your understandings be used right now in this moment to fill the needs of our world today? I invite you to give each of these questions the time and the attention it deserves. Write your answers on a piece of paper. Store them in a place where they're safe and out of the way. Come back to them a couple of days later. Look them over and update your responses. It's not unusual to discover that entirely new answers seem to come from nowhere after you stop thinking about the questions for a while. There are no right or wrong answers to these three questions. The way they're answered is not part of a test or a hidden agenda. They're honest and direct, and they hold the key to putting big energy into equally big changes in your life, just the way Ken Kuhn did in his.